Freedom Park sits between Atlanta's Ponce Highland and Little Five Points neighborhoods. Inside the section of the park, close to the corner of North and Euclid Avenues, sits a three-piece sculpture.
This is a tree of life and the seeds.
Yvonne Demenge made the orange seats from carbon steel and the red tree from bronze. The tree of life is a lot smaller than the massive cosmos-inspired spheres the Mexico City-born artist is known for.
This is nature, which is the micro world, the small things, the beauty of something small.
The Tree of Life sculpture is a permanent installation in Freedom Park. It came from Chicago's Millennium Park.
Millennium Park nationally is known as one of the best public art parks.
Some of the more than $400 million spent to build Millennium went to acquiring art for the park. That's according to George Dusenberry. He's Atlanta's Parks and Cultural Affairs Commissioner. Millennium Park was a temporary home for many of Demenge's pieces, and once the decision was made to offer some of the temporary pieces to other cities, Dusenberry says Atlanta knew it wanted the $80,000 Tree of Life sculpture for Freedom Park.
And the vision is basically you walk along and you see these wonderful permanent art pieces, and this is a permanent art piece here, but also we will have paths where we'll be able to do temporary art pieces too.
Dusenberry says Atlanta considers Freedom Park the city's arts park. But he says other parks, including Butler, Woodruff, and Cleopas R. Johnson, also showcase artistic works.
Whenever we do a public project in a park, we'd have to have art as part of that.
He says the city designates at least 1.5% of the total cost of park-related capital projects to art. Demenge calls showcasing her art in parks, quote, the greatest joy.
Because you share it. Because it becomes part of the people, of their everyday life.
Demenge and Dusenberry hope the Tree of Life also influences more artists to have their works displayed in city parks. For City Cafe, I'm Charles Edwards, WABE News.